Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting with Jayant Bhandari. He is an advisor to a lot of the big money names and investors in the resource sector. Now, Jayant, you and I are going to take a bit of a divergence from the overall markets and talk more about a personal story, something that you are going through with one of your investments. Now, again, this is just a one-off case and scenario here, but you and I have been talking off mic for almost half an hour, and I find this whole story very interesting, unfortunately, a little bit sad as well. But Jayant, you were sharing with me how you are actually in a legal battle with a company that you hold shares in because that company was trying to take it private. Now, this stock, it's very tightly held. There aren't many shares outstanding, but the fact of the matter is you're on the hook for a lot of legal fees just to try to make this company, I guess we can say, do the right thing, look out for its shareholders, even though it doesn't have many shareholders. Jayant, give us a little synopsis of what you're going through here, please.
Sure. Corey, this is a company called Jubilee Gold Exploration. Ticker is JUB. They don't have a website. They don't necessarily do AGMs. They don't make things public properly. I own about 2.5% of the company. The CEO owns 95% of the company, which meant that until about 2 months back, I was the majority minority shareholder, which means that my voted were the only voted that mattered in a few cases. Now, he tried to surreptitiously take the company private by hiding the situation and by not uploading the documents on SEDAR. Now, this is a company with a market capitalization of about, let's say, $4 million with about $8 million in cash and about $15 to $20 million of value based on their own fairness opinion. They also own 2.5% of NSR royalty on a Springpole gold deposit, which is one of the biggest gold deposits in Canada. Now, in my view, that NSR is worth by itself about $30 million. So this company, which is trading at 65 cents, is probably worth anything between $5 to $10. Now, the CEO wants to take away that 2.5% of value that I have in the company instead of paying me a fair value of it. So he tried to surreptitiously take it private, but I was checking SEDAR every few days to make sure he failed to do so. I had to chase the Venture Exchange and chase the Ontario Securities Commission. It's very, very hard for you to get them to go active on any of the situations. I finally had to hire lawyers, and they are not cheap, Corey. They are extremely expensive, which means that you lose even if you win. And finally, I did manage to embarrass the CEO. So all he did was to adjourn the AGM, in which he might have actually lost or might have faced a lot of embarrassing questions from me and my lawyers. So that is the situation, Corey. You lose even when you win. And that's why it is so important for people to take into account the quality of management when they invest in a company.
So Jayant, in all fairness, we know how important management is, but were you just attracted to this investment because of the value that you saw mostly in that royalty?
Absolutely, Corey. I was an independent director on the board of Gold Canyon, which owned Springpole Project. And when I looked at the royalty that Jubilee Gold owned on that project, I got my board to think about actually buying that royalty because Jubilee was trading at an extremely cheap price. I also bought shares of Jubilee Gold without thinking much about what the management was up to. Now, in fact, I was very optimistic because I thought if the CEO owned so many shares, he would create value rather than destroy value. And in fact, Corey, as you know, royalty companies actually trade at a premium to their inherent value. So instead of taking a company private, it makes sense for him from a purely selfish and greedy interest to keep the company public and sell it to a major royalty company for a premium. But somehow people want to take away 2.5% of a minority shareholder rather than multiply their own value 10 times, because they are more interested in what they can take away from a minority rather than what they can make out of what they already have.
Giant, this just makes no sense to me, because it seems like management is also limiting their upside or shooting themselves in the foot because they're not getting a deal done for the value that this royalty potentially possesses. Is there any way of getting this royalty out of the company, or what is the next move here, since it seems like you have at least blocked the company from going private? One thing to note, too, if anyone's searching for this company's website, they don't have one. So you really have to go to SEDAR and dig through those releases.
So, Corey, I have got at least 5 major royalty companies to approach the CEO of Jubilee Gold to buy the company or to buy this royalty on a Springpole project. And they have been ready to offer an extremely good value for the company or for the royalties inherent in the company. But the CEO refuses to accept the offer, refuses to negotiate, refuses to even return calls of people. And that is a problem. If you look at the news releases, there's an email address in all those news releases of his daughter, who is actually a beautician somewhere in Vancouver. And of course, that is a fake email address. Your email will bounce back. If you call the number of the company, you will talk with someone who knows nothing. If you write to the CEO, he will never respond or return your phone call. So that is the situation with the company. And again, despite the fact that there is, in my view, a 10 times upside in this company, it's hard to make money off it because the CEO, from what I see, is irrational. He has made his son and daughter directors on the board of the company when the daughter is a beautician and the son is a sales guy at Bell Canada.
Yeah, it's actually interesting, kind of funny when you look into the company and how it is structured. But Giant, again, the management team or the president and CEO holds about 95% of the company. So he does still have control here. And look, you're having to spend money to at least stop the company from going private. It seems like the exchange is, I guess, distracted by other companies. But what is the end game here for you?
Well, I don't know what the end game is, Corey, because I still have an upper hand in stopping the company from going private. He cannot go private without accepting my vote as a yes, without including me in the discussion. So that is his problem. And he has to bring me on board. He has to talk with me and negotiate with me. Now, in the meantime, my investment will continue to suffer and I will keep fighting. And Corey, when you are paying $1,000 an hour to the lawyers, I tell you, you lose even if you win. It's not a fun game. It's a very sad thing that all these regulations, which actually should side with you, go against you because the kind of money and time you have to invest to fight your case, something that the legal authority should be doing in the first place, means that you have to be financially powerful to fight. Otherwise, for a common guy, these regulations make no sense.
Yeah, I guess that does fall on the exchange too to actually do something, but unfortunately it seems like you're having to spend all your money on this. Just a story of, I guess, not all that upbeat for the sector, but just shows how important management is to companies. Giant, wrap us up with maybe some more positive comments. Where you're seeing value in this sector, how you are viewing the overall precious metals sector when it comes to the underlying stocks.
Corey, I have started to feel that some of the people are worried about possibly capital gains tax increasing next year in Canada. As a result, not only tax loss selling might be happening, I have a feeling that maybe people are selling to book their profits this year rather than next year. So you might be in a position to buy some of the companies that might be getting oversold at this point of time, even though you, of course, can still make money from tax loss selling. There are 2 companies, Corey, that I have never talked with you before, which I think are perhaps companies that people should look at. One company is Fury Gold. The ticker is FURY. They recently did a merger, and they are facing a lot of share price pressure because they merged with a company which had a huge number of shares outstanding and very tired shareholders who are putting a downward pressure on their share price. So I think there's a good, decent upside in this company for people who can wait a while the share prices stay depressed. There's another company called Revelo Resources. Ticker is RVL. It's trading at 16 cents, and it's merging with another Chilean-based project company, which I think offers you a good value. The liquidity is very limited, but hey, for retail investors, lack of liquidity is not a problem. What you should worry about is the value, and I think that's where it offers you value.
Okay. Hey, Giant, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks for sharing that story about what you are going through. Sorry that you are going through something like that, but it is just another good example that even some no-brainer assets can be held down by a bad management team. I really think Jubilee is a pretty unique scenario there just because of the share structure and what management is doing to you, but it's a good example and a good reminder just how important management is. Giant, great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And again, sorry you're going through all this, but thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much, Corey.